there. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I had a question for you about the authenticity and the accuracy of the English Bibles as we have them today. Could you tell me a little bit about the origins and how some translations differ from others as far as the Greek manuscripts they come from?
Well, let me share with you from my ignorance. I am not a specialist in this, but I'll tell you what I do know.
Okay.
There are basically three manuscripts from which all Bibles in all languages are translated. Of course, the Bible was written in Greek, Hebrew, and Aramaic.
Right.
You've got the Textus Receptus, which means received text in Latin, I believe. And incidentally, the word Holy Bible or Santa Biblia means the holy book. The word Bible means book. Martin Luther felt that it was the most dependable text, and the King James Version, the New King James Version in English, are translated from the Textus Receptus. There are two other manuscripts that have been questioned by many. Others love them. Others really have doubts about them, and that's the Vaticanus, which was found in the Vatican Library. It's an old manuscript. There are some inconsistencies with the Vaticanus manuscript. They felt like, I think Jerome thought that it was corrupt. Martin Luther said, in his words, it's a bastardized version. Mm-hmm. And then there was another one called the Sinaiticus. The Sinaiticus was found on, is it St. Catherine's Monastery on top of Mount, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
St. Catherine's Monastery on top of Mount Sinai. They found it in a dump.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make it suspicious. And so the Sinaiticus had some of the same inconsistencies as the Vaticanus manuscript. They did use all of those manuscripts in doing the NIV Bible. And for instance, in the NIV Bible, you know the story where the woman is caught in the act of adultery, John chapter 8. That story wasn't in the Vaticanus version. And so there's some very beautiful stories that just are missing from these other manuscripts. Now, you realize, of course, Bruce, when we talk about the manuscripts, I'm talking about the New Testament, because the Old Testament is much more dependable. The Jews have kept it very secure and up to date. And there are very few inconsistencies, which is also proven by the Dead Sea Scrolls. The questionable manuscripts are the ones that pertain to the New Testament. And
okay.
The Textus Receptus, King James, New King James versions, from my study, are the most dependable.
Okay. Now, I guess part of that would be, all three versions are not complete. Does that mean all three Textus have incomplete portions of them?
No.
That's my understanding anyway.
No.
Don't have all the books in every portion, or do you?
The Textus Receptus has everything.
Has everything?
Yeah. The whole thing is there. It's what they call the received text. There have been discoveries of portions of Scripture in New Testament, small portions, other places that are not complete. But, you know, the New Testament that we have now in the King James Version is completely translated in the Textus Receptus. Every book is there.
Okay, but they're all there, but are they all compiled from the same? See, they're compiled from different authors at different times, and they're just a compilation, right? It's not necessarily, they don't have the originals, they have copies, right?
Yeah, no, that's correct. They do not have the original Gospel of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. They've got scribes' copies of those.
Right, several different copies.
But we have reason to believe they're complete.
Right. What I guess what I'm looking for is where would I go to find more in-depth material on this for my own research?
If you go to a Christian bookstore, there are several books that you can get that have the history of the Bible that give commentaries. Pastor Dick?
I'm trying to remember the author's name, and I can't remember his name, but there is a book that I used when I was studying for ministry called So Many Versions, which is an excellent resource, and I can't remember the author's name. I'm sorry.
So Many Versions.
It's called So Many Versions.
And they could probably search for that at a bookstore. We'll have the
right
title.
Right.
Okay. Well, appreciate it.
Okie doke.
All right.
Thank you, Bruce.
You bet.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.